how 12 animals won their places in the Chinese zodiac. In Western culture, a good way to show your relatives and friends that you care about them is to remember their birthdays. The Chinese do the same thing by remembering people's birth years. That's because the Chinese have a zodiac that gives meaning to each birth year, which makes a Chinese person feel special. In traditional China, everybody was considered to be 1 year older on Lunar New Year, as though they all just had a birthday. The Chinese way of remembering birth years was invented by the legendary Jade Emperor. He came up with the idea of a zodiac cycle of 12 years, each one represented by a certain animal. If you can remember which zodiac animal a friend belongs to, then it's easy to figure out the year he was born, and then his age. People born 12 years apart, or any multiples of 12 years, belong to the same zodiac animal. For example, the year 2020 was the year of the mouse. So everyone born in 2020, as well as in 1996, 2008, 2032, and 2044 belongs to the mouse. After the Jade Emperor decided on a cycle of 12 years, he had to think of a way to choose 12 animals to fill the 12 spots in the zodiac. So he decided to hold a contest. At the set date and time, all the animals who wish to be chosen by the Jade Emperor may present their best selves in front of his palace. The cow, a diligent animal that always got up at the crack of dawn, was the first one to arrive that morning. But along the way, she came to a creek. The mouse ran right behind her and asked if he may hitch a ride on her back to cross the creek. Being big-hearted, the cow said, "Sure, hop on." After crossing the creek, the mouse decided that wasn't enough. He wanted to get a free ride for the rest of the way. Again, the cow agreed. From early that morning, the Jade Emperor waited in front of his palace for the animals to arrive. When he saw the cow approaching, he was ready to name her the first animal of the zodiac. But the mouse immediately saw an opportunity. He hopped off the cow's back and landed right in front of her. The Jade Emperor was so impressed with his cleverness that he named him the first in the zodiac. The big-hearted cow was bumped down to second place, which she didn't mind at all. Close behind them came the tiger and the rabbit. The Jade Emperor was very taken with the tiger's stripes and the rabbit's perky ears, so he named them number 3 and number 4. By this time, quite a few other animals had arrived, and a crowd was beginning to gather. This made the Jade Emperor realize he better slow down and really look over all the contestants. As he looked up, he saw an amazing creature that looked a bit like a snake, only much bigger. Its head was like a lion, its body had scales like a fish, and it glided through the air without wings. The Jade Emperor called him to come forward to introduce himself. "Your Majesty, you have never seen me before because I am not from the animal kingdom. I was invented by the Chinese people, and they named me the dragon." The Jade Emperor found him so charming that he not only placed him in the zodiac immediately, but also asked him if he had brought a relative along. When the snake heard this, he quickly slithered forward and said, "Me, I'm the dragon's godson." And that's how the snake became the 6th animal in the zodiac. With only half the spots remaining, all the animals in the crowd began to get nervous, and some of them started to get pushy. But the Jade Emperor caught sight of the horse and the sheep bowing and making room for each other to move forward. Their politeness so impressed the Jade Emperor that he chose them to be the next two animals of the zodiac. The monkey had a late start that day, so she was at the back of the crowd. But she was the most clever and nimble animal at the contest that day. Catching sight of a cloud floating by, she leaped up to grab the edge of it and swung herself to the front of the crowd. This amazing act made everyone, including the Jade Emperor, drop their jaw. So that's how the monkey won the ninth spot. At this point, the rooster let out the loudest cock-a-doodle-doo of his life. The Jade Emperor realized that he could use someone like that to wake everybody up in the morning, so the rooster was named number 10. This gave the dog an idea. He stepped forward and offered to guard the Emperor's palace, and that's how he became number 11. By now, with only one spot left and so many wonderful animals competing for it, the Jade Emperor really didn't know what to do. So he blindfolded himself and went, "Eeny, meeny, miny, moe." When he opened his eyes, he was shocked to see that his finger was pointing at the pig. But being a man of his word, he calmed himself and said politely, "What the heck, piggy? You deserve this as much as anybody else." Many of the contestants were disappointed that day, but they were all good sports about it. After all, the 12 animals that won spots in the zodiac did put on a great show for everyone. To honor the 12 winners and to thank the many more losers, the Jade Emperor invited everybody into the palace for a big feast, and everyone had a fabulous time.